Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you for downloading and listening to the podcast. And we head back to Oxfordshire now in the United Kingdom, where Rachel Hallam joins us. Rachel, welcome back. Nice to touch base once again.
Hey, good to hear you, Brad.
Rachel, nutrition is such a huge part of an Ironman. And I think as sort of newbies in the sport, when we first get going, we don't realize the importance until we've done a race or two, particularly around Ironman, and we realize just how big a deal it is. How important is nutrition in your sort of race strategy?
Yeah, it's massive, Brad. At the end of the day, you're fueling for a long day out, so you've got to get those calories on board. It can make or break your race, really. A good nutrition strategy it'll set you up for a decent run.
Have you had it pretty much dialed in from the start, or is it something that you've had to tweak and play with and possibly still tweaking as you race?
Yeah, I think I'm still tweaking now, to be honest with you, Brad. I think it's one of those things you have to keep practicing and training. I think also I've learned over the years, if you use some nutrition during a race or something, and then you go and try and train on it a few days later or what have you, and then your body doesn't want to know it. It's like, it's got bad memories from the race or something associated with nutrition. So I think you're always tweaking it.
How do you approach a race from a nutrition point of view? Talk me through sort of what you do and how you prep, whether it's the day before and then morning of and the race itself.
Yeah, sure. I think nutrition for me starts the week of the race, really. I've honed my sort of pre-week nutrition really as well. I think you've got to let your stomach settle during the week. I think you've got a middle of the week, you've got to start thinking about reducing your fibre intake to help with the stomach issues that could occur. I think then sort of pre-race day, sort of everything's sort of really bland. My stomach doesn't want anything too rich or what have you. So we stick to sort of white breads, those sort of things, bit of plain chicken, those sort of things for dinner, what have you. No veggies on the day before the race or what have you. And then I sort of set myself up. I have the same breakfast every day, whether it be training or racing. It's porridge, and that's my fuel really. It's rocket fuel porridge in my opinion. And then sort of follow a set routine. Then throughout the time then leading into the race, I sort of sip on an energy drink, have a gel, then sort of 20 minutes before the swim start, an energy bar maybe an hour before if I'm still feeling pecky, early start.
And the race itself, are you a fan of solids, or do you tend to just do liquids and gels? What's the sort of deal for you?
You know what, I think it depends on the race. I think for colder climate races such as UK, where I did Bolton last year, I think you can go more solids. But then I think from what I've learned with a couple of hot races that I've done, I think you have to go more gel type, less solids, I think, because of the heat. I don't think personally, but I think it's very individual. I think you've got to work out what works for your body.
And you mentioned in our first chat just with regards to Kona and how you struggled on the bike keeping anything down. Do you think that was a nutrition issue, or was it something else?
I think it was a combination of various things. I tried to get solids in too early. I tried to chuck down an energy bar, and it wouldn't go down sort of within the first half an hour of the bike, which is, I needed to let my stomach settle a bit more and then maybe try an energy bar. But then again, I didn't do energy bars for Lanzarote. I just stuck to solids. I just stuck to gels rather, and that seemed to work better. So maybe that was my learnings really from racing in a hot environment.
Recovery wise, what do you sort of use as, do you recovery drinks? Are you one on eating soon after a workout? What's the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to get something in that sort of half an hour to an hour window. Being a farmer, I'm a big fan of a pint of milk as my recovery fuel. I think you can spend a fortune on recovery products, but there's nothing better than a pint of whole milk.
It's so true. I was chatting to someone just the other day. They're talking about chocolate milk, and it's the same sort of thing. But you can, like you say, you can waste so much money on expensive supplements. But I'm a huge fan as well. I think that is the way to go.
Yeah, it's better to be natural, and whole food is much better than processed stuff, definitely.
And after a race, are you a big one on sort of letting go a day or week after? What's as far as just recovery and having something to eat after a race, what do you do?
Day of the race, normally my stomach doesn't normally want to eat a lot, really. I usually try and force something down, but then obviously the next day you're ravenous. So, yeah, you've got to allow your body body to eat what it wants, especially the first few days after an Ironman. It's you've earned the right to eat whatever you want, really. I think I'm not very strict on that point of view, really.
Does Mark
get the ice cream?
I was going to say, does Mark agree? Does he allow you to have that extra
serving? I had in my training diary, go and have an ice cream, go for a ride and go and have an ice cream.
Fantastic. Rachel, it's been great catching up. I look forward to following your journey up to Kona 2016. Thanks for your time and, much appreciated.
Yes, Brad. Good to talk to you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.